Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, February 23rd, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Donald Forrester Brown. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, your host on this journey through the intriguing realms of knowledge captured within the pages of Wikipedia. Today we're diving into the life of a remarkable individual, Donald Forrester Brown, an engineer, an inventor, a visionary. Brown's contributions are a fascinating confluence of technology and societal change. So let's start by setting the scene. Picture the late 19th century. It's a time when the Industrial Revolution has transformed societies worldwide and technological innovations are reshaping daily life at a dizzying pace. In the midst of this vibrant era of change, in 1873, Donald Forrester Brown was born in Ayrshire, Scotland. Now, here's a question for you, listeners. How do you think the interplay between personal ambition and societal context drives invention? Mull that over as we explore Brown's journey, because he was a quintessential product of his times, a reflection of the transformative ambitions prevalent then. Brown started his engineering career in Scotland, where he was involved in shipbuilding, a key industry of the era. Shipyards spearheaded technological advances, so imagine the swirl of ingenuity and industry that surrounded him during those formative years. By the early 20th century, Donald's path took a transatlantic turn as he moved to the United States, a land of promise and burgeoning opportunity. In America, Brown channeled his expertise into electrical engineering, and here's where things get intriguing. One of his most notable creations was a self-regulating traffic signal, an invention that directly impacted urban life. This wasn't a mere tweak to existing technology, it was a groundbreaking shift. Traffic management, as mundane as it might seem, touches on safety, efficiency, and the rhythm of modern city living. So consider how a simple innovation can ripple outwards, influencing daily life on a broad scale. Now here's an anecdote to bring this into sharper focus. Picture a bustling early 20th century city street, chaos reigning as horses, cars, and pedestrians vie for space. In such an environment, the introduction of automated traffic signals must have seemed nothing short of miraculous. A technological intervention that brought order to chaos. Doesn't that concept resonate with modern attempts to harness the power of technology to improve urban living? Brown's work didn't stop at traffic signals, however. He was also heavily involved in various aspects of electrical engineering, holding multiple patents in different areas, which highlights the breadth of his intellect and ambition. In today's language, you might say that Brown was something of a polymath, and if you think about it, this adaptability is crucial for innovation. Don't you agree? Here's a point to consider. In our age of specialization, is there enough room for the interdisciplinary approach that pioneers like Brown exemplified? Does hyper-specialization limit our horizons, or does it focus innovation in productive ways? Reflect on that as we delve further. Later in his career, Brown shifted toward consultancy in electrical engineering. This tells us something about his character, don't you think? He wasn't just creating, he was sharing knowledge, helping to elevate the engineering field as a whole. Have any of you played the role of a mentor? Think about what it means to impart wisdom, to seed ideas that may grow far beyond one's own contributions. Unfortunately, Brown's story, like many innovators of his time, isn't widely known. Reflecting on his wide-ranging influence prompts a key question. How do we ensure that the legacies of visionaries are preserved and celebrated? What do we owe to those whose ideas form the bedrock of our modern conveniences? As we wrap up today's exploration, let's pause on Brown's legacy. His story is a reminder that innovation doesn't just spring from the minds of those in global spotlights, but also from diligent individuals laboring away from center stage. This brings to mind the countless unsung heroes contributing quietly to progress across various fields today. Before we conclude, I'd like to challenge you to seek out the unsung innovators in your community, your industry. Shine a light on their stories. Because at the heart of societal progress are individuals willing to push boundaries and challenge norms. Aloy signing off, and until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep the spirit of curiosity alive.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Donald Forrester Brown. Thanks for listening. See you next time.